Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, one of the world's experts on social media. She keeps us abreast of all the things that are going on out there in the online world, especially with regard to social media and the big guys like Google. And we just talked about Google's new glass headgear. But now we're going to talk about something else Google's up to. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes. Thanks, Jim.
And they can find your book there. They can find how you help people with their social media strategy. So, folks, check Kathy out there. I promise you she can help you. Kathy, you've been helping us, and I've been talking for a long time about why local search was one of the best tools that a small business can use. It's easy, it's simple, it's not hard to get fully indexed in local search. But Google is changing the rules on that, aren't they?
Yes, they're trying to simplify things, but obviously they've gone through so many changes with local search for small businesses. But they are coming out with a new dashboard. It's called Places for Business. This is only going to be available to newly verified listings in the beginning. The previously verified listings, people who have had their local listing for a while, they have to wait till they get the bugs out so that it'll, which is probably a good thing. But it's really moving everything under one roof, because you had maps, then you had your places, and then you had Google Plus for local, and they just, you had to have too many pieces and moving mm-hmm. parts, and it wasn't all integrated together, and they were trying to make it integrate, but so now they're putting together this dashboard to assist a small business. And, I'm excited about this because it's been difficult for the small business person to figure it all out.
Well, when you say figure it all out, becoming indexed for local search is not that hard, is it? You're not talking about being indexed for local search, are you?
No, I'm talking about just the process you had to go through to get set up. And I just, helped a small business with this a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they're going, okay, I have to do what next and what mm-hmm. next. And I actually
What has the process been?
Well, you first had to make sure you had a Google account.
Yeah.
And then you had to have a Google Plus account. And then you did your Google Places.
Right.
For your maps. So you kind of had to go to three different places mm-hmm. to do all that. And it was very confusing for the client because they're not sure. Okay,
But have to have your website be optimized for local too, right? You have to be and be indexed in different, make sure that whenever people get to your site or whenever the spiders got to your site, they had to be able to identify you as a local business first, right?
Absolutely. You definitely always, as a local business, want keywords that name the city.
Right.
And the state
or the
that you're
maybe
in,
even the district you're in, North Peoria.
The area.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, that's a very important part of it as well. So that you can be found. But you have to set up, and because Google was sending three times more traffic to people who had a Google Plus local account
right.
versus the businesses that did not, even though they were optimized and they had local business.
But it took many steps, and you're saying now they're trying to make it easier for people.
they're trying to make it easier for the small business, and I'm mm-hmm. really happy about that. You know, so, you know, obviously, any time you mess with the local business, you're dealing with a very large segment, and they have difficulty with some of these.
How are they doing? How are they doing in simplifying it? Are they making progress, or are they behind?
Well, I think they're making progress, and whenever you can have something all in one place, it's going to be better than you have to go to three different locations to set up things. So I was very encouraged by this because I just helped a business go through it.
Is it one of the things, though, that's irritating to small business owners these days? Is it just as they get used to the way Facebook looks, the way Twitter looks, the way Google Plus looks, just about the time they get where they think they understand that and they're familiar with that scan, they change it?
Absolutely. But everything is always changing.
Every 90 days, somebody gets, you know, I hear people complaining about Facebook, how they change things around.
Absolutely. Always there's changes. But now, just FYI for the small business that has a local listing currently, they need to wait until they see the upgrade button. And then once Google sends them the upgrade button, then they can merge their Google Local page with their Google Plus local listing.
Okay, so folks, look out for that. That should be coming soon. You know, one of the things I'm learning from all this, though, and I'd like to remind people about, Kathy, is that, remember, folks, you don't own your place on these sites. They own that. So you're out there at their will, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Hey,
yes,
Kathy, thanks for being here. KathyPerry.com is the website. Thanks, Kathy. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.